Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Yeah, it was funny. I went and I bought a giant crystal penis and was thrilled with myself. And then I went out to lunch afterwards and what did I get? It was a giant, thick, like 1.5 inches thick hot dog. But there at the diner I had, it was so big they called it the hog dog.
I bet there was
absolutely.
I bet there was no funny business talked about that at all.
I know. I'm going to post pictures on Patreon of the crystal penis I have because it's marvelous. Giant piece of fluorite with veins and everything. And then the hog dog, when it came, it was so thick and glistening because we were sitting outside and just in the sun and the tip of it was shining. So I took a picture of just the tip of it and it was so funny.
Just the tip.
And I was like, happy pride to me. Today was just a phallic day. Everything I had was phallic.
Josh went to an oddities festival. That's what he's talking about.
And I saw it when I first got there, but I waited. Walked around, made sure I didn't see nothing. I'm really into bugs, like the butterflies. I have 3 dead butterflies on my wall that I've, like, actually did myself. One of them, like, raised it from a cocoon, and then when it died, turned it into, it's a monarch. And I have 2 other ones that I caught and let die of natural causes, suffocation in a jar.
Suffocation in a jar.
There was food. They ate to death. Or if you just put them in the freezer and they're just real quick. Sorry, PETA. But yeah, I've taught myself how to, like, you know, make them moist so you can form them and shape them. Because I walked around there and the reason I went for that crystal penis is because it was a lot cheaper than bugs. Or I didn't realize the 3 I have. I have a fortune on my wall.
Really?
Oh, like, I'm sure.
$60 was the cheapest I would see for like a butterfly in a frame. Like they had some gorgeous, unique, rare moths, like huge fuzzy moths. And those were hundreds of dollars. I was like,
interesting.
I really need to get into this.
Well, I'm kidding.
Like, this is starting bugs everywhere.
Yeah, you could definitely make some money that way.
Yeah, I wanted some bugs and bones. That was on my
bugs and bones.
Yeah. There were some that had, you could buy human bones at a couple places, like teeth. There was a skull, but it wasn't for sale. Somebody had a giant pet owl, like that they rescued that you could pet, and animal pelts and, you know, little dead things and jars preserved in liquid. Oh, Irvington, Indianapolis. It's a little like suburb of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Cute little town. That's my second festival I've been there. It's a cute little town. Shy away from the 50s diner, though, if you're any different than a normal white person, because they will not be nice to you. Not be nice at
all. Made you guys sit outside.
Yeah. As soon as we open that door, they're like, you guys got to sit outside. were like, all right.
We don't want your kind.
And they were like complaining about they don't like the witchcraft. And I'm like, my friend just bought tarot cards. He was just looking at them. And they're like, he's summoning the freaking devil. Like, good God.
But we did just sacrifice a sheep outside and spread the blood above the outside of the door, just so you know.
They were so rude. I went and got my big old crystal penis, and I was showing it around all my friends. Like, look at this in front of this huge window.
Are you cold?
I'm a little chilly.
I have my fingers a little nipply.
Although it's like 98 outside. But we're down in the bunkers. So that doesn't bother us.
Hey, guess what we got today?
What do we get?
A postcard.
Yay. Ooh.
No, you read it.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can't read. I'll read it.
I'm covering it. I want to read it.
Okay.
What is it? Ninja starred over it.
Okay. It would just be a lot easier if you were to just read it.
I tried.
Hey, it got.
Hey,
it got to me.
I'm the one that gets them out of the post. You guys are the ones that read them.
Hey, gang, brought you to San Diego with me. Whore. I mean, war. War my mystery.
Oh, she
Sorry,
does
Debbie. Listen.
Oh, that's funny.
Wore my mystery ink shirt to the San Diego Fair and SeaWorld. Hello from San Diego. Mm-hmm. Temporarily heading back to Georgia soon. From Debbie to Milo.
Our friend Georgia. Debbie.
La Hoja. La Hola.
It's a really pretty.
La Hola.
Pretty one.
La Hola. I love that.
Oh. We need more.
I want to be sitting there with a nice pina colada on this beach.
Oh, God, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, there is a drink called a pina colada.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We need
postcards are piling up.
We need more. We need more. Come on, let's go.
La Hola.
Have y'all ever had a I think it's called a blowjob shot?
That place does look real nice.
They pour it in your mouth and then spray whipped cream. In your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah. Anybody out there want to send us a postcard? Post office box 690, Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
Good job, Kim.
Thanks.
Kim.
I always remember it's 690.
See, that's the only reason I remember what it is.
We didn't even have to ask for that. Although, I'm glad that you checked the mail because they put that sucker on the ground.
Whenever
I'm not going in there.
Send something to a P.O. box, I'm always like, no, this address isn't complete. Like, this isn't enough.
I know.
You should see me trying to stand on my head to look at this. I have to get back and kind of make sure I can see clear in the back to make sure I got it all. And
I bet you.
It's ridiculous.
Because across from the P.O. box is the mail people.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they enjoy
you
seeing
them every
my get ass. It. I'll go get it next time, baby.
Uh-huh. How are you doing?
I'll walk in there playing Esther Dean. Drop a low, girl. Drop a low.
This is going to be the mail guy. Sir, you okay over there? You haven't been over for the last 5 minutes.
Look at it.
Make the post office the new pickup place.
All right.
Hey, it's too hot to do it in the park. I mean,
at least the place is air conditioned.
So the last time we recorded, I told you guys that we had looked at a house for Em and Brady.
Yeah,
that one didn't work out.
Shit fired.
That one got nixed pretty quickly.
It probably was a drug dealing place. Like I told you, they had been dealing meth out of there. It looked like a meth house. I'm telling you.
They call that a fixer-upper in real estate.
No, it did not look like a meth house. It was a cute little house.
Good bones.
Anyways,
our longtime listeners know that you have different standards than Shane standards.
Old barn dollar.
Whatever.
You're more likely to stay at a motel.
Anyway, so we looked it out on Wednesday. We had my uncle that is kind of Emily's surrogate dad that pretends to be
not her real dad because you don't swing that way.
No, no, definitely not.
Not that country.
But we took them back to look at it, and there were some concerns on that house, so we let that one go. And the next day, we looked at another one, and my uncle came and looked at it the same night, and they put an offer in, and it was accepted on Saturday.
Yay!
So, hopefully they go through.
They won't be home for very long.
No.
No, hopefully.
Probably about a month. I think they're actually going to be closing while we're in Denver.
Oh. Yeah. They still have the inspection.
Yeah.
So as long as the inspection goes through.
It's next week. Yep.
Then it'll be golden. Mm-hmm. They're going to get out of your house.
It is a very cute little house in a really nice neighborhood.
That's good.
That house is in the most attractive part of Muncie. So it's going to continue to...
No. I'm trying to think. Yorktown.
Why, that's not even a Muncie, Todd.
No, it's in it. Halterman Village.
No,
is the name of it. Yeah, it's the name of the little neighborhood. It's Halterman Village, and that's one of the nicer scale. You'd have to tell me
in vicinity of a store.
Okay.
A restaurant.
Right, that's how we give directions.
Tell him where the nearest Chinese restaurant is, Kim. Don't be saying no.
Northeast, south, what?
Where's how far is the Rowley's from there, Kim?
It's not far from one of the Portas.
Okay. The one on the north. Three people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I don't want to give too specific. Oh, I
know. Right. Here's our address, John. Right.
You gave Kim's.
Right.
Yeah, well, we beeped it out, too. But yeah, so they're super excited. She's been trying to pick colors because we're going to do some painting. And there's just a few very minor updates that paint? Need to be done. My uncle's probably
she
the
gets
one that's
the bottom.
Paint. I was going to say, Kim ain't going to paint. She's going to paint the middle.
You get Kim a good baseboard and she got you covered.
No, she would not. She would put the baseboard.
We will be going in and doing a very deep clean before they move in.
Mm. Now, I want to give you credit, Kim, because when you do bend over and back that thing up, you can, like, grab your ankles, and I can't even do that.
Oh, please. No, I can't come close to my damn ankles. Like, what are you talking about?
She'll get that thing back in there.
We'll post a photo on Patreon.
Patreon has seen enough pictures of my ass.
They're going to have to pay if they want that.
Right. That's right.
No, we'll post that on the other side.
Earlier, exactly. Kim was trying to seduce me. She was over here leaning against the table bento, and I was just like, get it, good for you, Kim. Like, I was watching, I was like, she got an arch on that thing. I was like, yeah, girl, get it.
You're ridiculous.
Just good for you.
Oh my God,
this is what she does on the YouTube when no one's watching.
50 my only is, this is the
for
new
my
50s.
Only fans only. Nobody else gets to see this.
Her one. Only fan, her one. No,
mm-hmm, that's true.
That's the unmasked after dark.
After dark.
After dark.
Unmasked. Ridiculous. Put the mask back on.
So, yep, they should be closing while we're in Colorado, and everybody's super excited.
Awesome.
That's good.
They want all that work to get them there, and they ain't going to be there that long. She'll just set up a tent.
Well, I'm in that, right? I am glad that at least I've got it all cleaned out, and like now I can.
Oh yeah, you've been using
it as using it as a living space again instead of a junk
storage.
You know, and I like that she says she can use it as a living space because she keeps the men in the basement, so she's not going to.
It's just
going
to be her. How much living does she need?
Oh, I have another one in the basement now.
Oh, good for
There's
you.
There's four. I forget where he came
she
from.
She traps him.
She can't keep track, but you don't need to know the name.
She just reaches down, grabs them ankles, and they just black out.
Oh, it was in the mover. It was one of the movers. Oh, so they had brought all of their stuff in to put in a storage unit, right, from Chicago. And I know one of them for sure, because he told us, was from the Ukraine, and his daughter was still in the Ukraine. And my heart just bled. After getting,
you know, I don't think you have to say the. It's just probably Ukraine. Just Ukraine. You probably don't have to put
that's the Indiana enter. Just be glad you didn't put an S. At
that's
the
exactly
end.
Go to the right. Mire.
The right. Ukraine.
The Miters.
The Mire.
The Myers.
The Marsh.
Yeah.
The Walmart.
Yeah. After we got that postcard, and then he said he was from the Ukraine and his daughter was there. I was like, oh.
Bless their heart.
Oh, emotions.
You know, I felt really bad.
Yeah. So he's in the basement now.
Yeah.
But we did learn, we had this realization that Kim also has an attic.
Mm-hmm.
So she runs out of room in the basement. She can just, you know.
Set up the attic. Well, I think it's a heat stroke up there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I don't know. I could put
it. If they're not good enough for the basement.
Kim, if you catch him, you clean him. That's always my rule.
But yeah, I figure four in the basement's probably pretty full because the basement's not that big. I mean, my house isn't that big.
Yeah, but
so.
They got to huddle for warmth.
But yeah, so the next ones are going to go to the attic.
God, I would just love four men at my disposal.
Rick, I hope you're making sure the new guy is really fitting in down there.
Right. Well, I'm assuming that they just, all they do down there is just wait till a new episode comes out.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
See what Mama Kim's doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they can just hear what you're saying about them.
Yep.
God bless. God bless.
I watched this new documentary. It was on that, I'm sure Kim remembers this very clearly because you're older than us, but you know how like Pepsi and Coke does a bunch of little advertisings and stuff? Well, Pepsi had done that thing where they advertised points. And there's a Netflix documentary out now. And it probably it might have been out for a minute, but I believe it's out for a couple months. Where this guy, like they had released like all those points and Pepsi thought it'd be funny at the end of all the points on the advertising to put like, oh, for so many million points, you can get a jet.
I think I've watched
this. And so the guy sees it and he's, you know, like 17 or 18. And he thought, oh my gosh, I want the jet. Like how much Pepsi do you have to drink to get the jet? So he figures out
10 kidney stones.
Worth. Right. So he figures out how much he has to drink and he gets an investor involved and realizes that like they can collect more. Like if they buy points from Pepsi, it will cost less than the cost of the plane.
Oh, wow.
So they buy points from Pepsi. They send a check to buy the points and Pepsi gets the check and Pepsi's like, no, no, no. We were joking.
We don't have a plane.
Yeah. And the Pepsi is like, let's add a disclaimer onto the ad. And the kid and the investor, which is his friend, they end up suing Pepsi. And they're like, well, this is false advertising because right. you didn't have a disclaimer on it. You had all these things that you were actually selling. We assume that this is what you were selling.
Yeah, because you said that.
Yeah. So then there's this whole court case and it's, oh my gosh, I was good fully in on it. And I don't
get a jet or some money.
Josh, you gotta watch it.
I'm pretty sure I watched it, but I don't remember what happens.
What do you think happens?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember at all. Whatever legal suit.
I don't know.
Because I mean, they should have put a disclaimer.
I know Pepsi is dirty. And it also highlighted
any
like
major corporation,
an Asian country that Pepsi had done something dirty where they were marketing like, oh, underneath our caps, you might win a million. It was like a million whatever dollars they had in that country. So all these like, you know, not rich people in this Asian country, well, they weren't wealthy, go out and start buying Pepsi. At that time, the popular drink was cola and water wasn't very clean and readily available. So they started buying all this Pepsi to try to win money. Well, allegedly, Pepsi either A, there was a printing mistake and they printed out too many of the winning million.
Oh, no.
So all these people think that, oh, I've won a million.
Yay.
But Pepsi doesn't pay it out to any of them. And so it was this whole scandal, and oh my gosh, I was totally hooked on the documentary.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I thought
I did. Stormy Daniels' attorney.
I might have started it, but never finished it. I don't remember what the story is behind it.
I prefer Coke.
I'm extremely sad.
Why are you sad?
Because I can't find my needle.
You can't hook.
No hooking.
No hooking.
I don't know where it went.
I don't see it.
Check up inside.
I know.
I thought I had it laying over here beside
you. You drop put, swallow it.
Of course you don't have extras. Just not that size.
I do, just not in this bag.
Oh.
It's in my other bag.
She has a backup, but she didn't bring it with her, Josh.
Well, it was the one that we traveled in. Is the one that I... That gun.
Well, darn.
Where did it go?
Poor Kim, now she has to give us her undivided attention.
Oh, no.
I can't listen to a mystery without hooking.
Well, this is your mystery.
Oh, damn, that's right, isn't it?
You can't even hook.
Right, you can find your dang hook next time.
Oh, okay, gosh.
It's my turn to hook. For $4.95, you can hook me for 2 minutes.
$4.95, there's a coupon listen, on Craigslist.
There's a recession.
I'll move this off of me then so I don't get too hot. I forgot it was my turn. I was all
excited.
You're
not very good at this.
Kim's a greedy bottom. She never reciprocates. Oh, it's my turn? No, it's yours.
Whatever. Whatever. Hey, I have a joke.
Yes.
Let me find it because I didn't put it in the right place.
She can't find her hook. She can't find the joke.
I don't know why I was waiting for her to hold a mirror up to my face. That'd be funny. I've got a joke.
She's not that clever, Josh.
And how many people have done that to me? It's not funny. Did I ever tell you about my dog, Adam, who was chasing kids on bikes?
No.
You know how I stopped him?
How?
I took his bike away.
Uh-huh.
Ba-dum-bum.
She needs to work on her delivery. A little she pause does. In there.
No kidding.
She it's all about the delivery. But...
I never said I was a comedian. It was a joke. And
you just like spewed that sucker right on out.
Actually, that comes from my buddy. Yeah, I do get very nervous. I don't like it. Our buddy Dave is the one. He sent that to me last night. And I'm like, I'm stealing that for the podcast tomorrow when we're recording.
That was very
Kim's something. Buddy Dave.
There was also, whatever. There was also some other ones that he sent me too. However, they're very inappropriate. So I'm not
going to Oh, yeah.
What's in... In a
I don't even know what that word is. Yeah, I didn't write them down, so.
So she won't remember them.
No, because I don't. I mean, my phone is being
used.
I got a list of stuff I write down on my phone. I'm like, that's funny. I'm gonna say that.
I gotta remember that.
By the way, I forgot to look. You can go on camera.
Go ahead,
squeeze
Kim.
It in somewhere.
We'll pretend like we're listening now. Go ahead.
Oh, so we're ready already.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, we're not going to talk for an hour before we ever get to a mystery? That's something unusual.
Well, how long's your mystery?
Oh, it's not extremely long.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. Today, we're going to take a trip to a small town of Flatwoods in Braxton County, West Virginia.
Ooh.
To uncover the legend of the Blackwoods Monster.
Ooh.
I love a good monster. Yes. It's also known as the Braxton County Monster. This tale begins on a fateful night in 1952 and continues to captivate minds over half a century later. It all started on the evening of September 12, 1952, at around 7:15 p.m. Two brothers, Edward and Fred May, along with their friend Tommy Heyer, witnessed a bright object streaking across the sky. This wasn't just any shooting star. It seemed to crash into the property of a local farmer, G. Bailey Fisher. Intrigued and probably a bit spooked, the boys rushed to the home of Kathleen May, Edward and Fred's mother, to share what they had seen. I get amused real easy. It's
Ed,
okay.
Fred.
Ed and Fred.
I love it.
bless
her simple heart. It's just something to...
It was cute.
No, I like it. It's heartfelt.
Cute.
Precious.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen, the boys' mom, the boys, and a few more locals, including West Virginia National Guardsman Eugene Lemon, decided to investigate. They reached the top of the hill on Fisher Farm and saw a pulsating red light. Lemon shone his flashlight towards it, revealing what he later described as a man-like figure with a red, round face surrounded by pointed hood-like shapes.
Kinky.
Doesn't that sound interesting?
I wouldn't say no.
I would be scared and run.
Well, you got the flight response. I've got the don't put up a fight response.
You're awful.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today.
Now, description of the creatures did vary, but most agreed on some key details. According to UFO writer Gray Baker, who based his account on tape-recorded interviews, the figure stood about 10 feet tall with a round, blood-red face and a hood-like shape around it. It had eye-like shapes emitting a greenish-orange light and a dark body. Kathleen May described it as having small claw-like hands, folds resembling clothes, and a head that looked like an ace of spades. When the creature emitted a hiss sound and glided towards the group, Lemon screamed, dropped his flashlight, causing everybody to run away. I mean, that's what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
They later reported smelling a pungent mist, and it caused nausea, adding another layer of mystery to the encounter. Mm. I wonder what would cause them to think of nausea.
Crotch rot.
Maybe it was just such a nasty smell.
No, I don't do stinky. I would have ran too.
Yeah, I would too. The local sheriff and deputy investigated the area but found nothing. However, the next day, a local reporter, A. Lee Stewart Jr., claimed to have discovered skid marks.
If you go to bed with dirty butt, you'll wake up with smelly finger.
Confucius always saying,
yes, he do.
Man who farts in church must sit in his own pew.
Must sit in his own pew, that's right.
He wake up with skid marks.
Skid marks, I'm sorry. Skid marks and a strange gummy deposit in the field. Ooh. Now, this sounds worse and worse all the time.
That's what Kim's underwear is like in the morning. Skid marks and a gummy deposit.
There's our sibling.
You guys are awful. I don't know why. I question myself daily.
You should have known, right, Ness?
I should have known. They just can't. I swear.
Can't take us anywhere.
Mm-hmm. These were quickly seized upon by UFO enthusiasts as evidence of a saucer landing. News of this sighting spread quickly. Stories were picked up by national press services, and the incident became a sensation. Reporters, ministers, and UFO investigators flocked to Flatwood to uncover the truth behind the so-called Phantom of Flatwoods. Now, fast forward to the year 2000, and skepticism has taken root. Noel Nickel of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry. Why did some of these names not even sound real? I don't know.
It's made up bull crap.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Did you make sure this is real, Kim? Yes! Where did you find this mystery?
I was on Reddit. I found it. No, it was not on Reddit. No, it wasn't.
She found it in her mailbox.
It's actually a smut book she's been reading.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Then her teacher walked in the room and, that was the guy she was with last night.
I embarrassed my best friend at that festival speaking a smut real fast.
Well, I can't imagine you embarrassing anybody.
I'm more sexually open
than
she is. She's very opposite of me. Only been with one person, and that's her husband. You know, completely opposite of the spectrum of me. But we both have a joy of reading smut books, especially like there's some good like creature smut books, like a half orc king, you know, and a maiden, like stuff like that. Naughty. But it's called like a blind book. It's like a thing you can do. And it's a book that you can buy like at festivals and stuff, and they wrap it in paper so you can't tell what the book is. And there's like pens and little stuff that goes along with it. And it's supposed to be like, you know, just a little like fun evening thing to do. And I was looking at them and I didn't see any. They have like minor descriptions of the books. And I looked at the woman. She had tattoos and rainbow stuff on. I was like, oh, she's fine. Do you have any smut? My friend was just like, oh my God. But she didn't leave. She was like, but do you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But do you?
Got any smut under that table?
So this Joel Nickel, he had concluded that the bright lights seen on September 12th was most likely a meteor, as meteors were observed over Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia that night. The pulsing red light could have been aircraft navigation beacon. Why do they always think that it's...
At least they didn't say weather balloon.
That's true. That's true, because that seems like what they mostly are.
It wasn't a creature. It was a weather balloon that was deflated. Smell like hats.
And Nickel proposed that the creature was actually a barn owl perched in a tree limb.
Oh, hell no.
I know. Why? How would they get that?
They do sound scary when you're in the woods at night and you hear an owl real close mm-hmm. to you.
Yeah.
I instantly was like, ooh, Mothman. And I thought, ooh, Mothman.
See, I hadn't thought about that Mothman ass. For a while. Now I'm going to be thinking about
I'm always
about
thinking about
again.
That ass, but them double-cheeked up statue of his.
Crazy. The owl's silhouette combined with the shadows and the group's heightened state of anxiety could easily create the illusion of a monstrous figure. The claw-like hands described by witnesses matched the owl's talons gripping the branch, and the supposed bleeding green shirt could have been foliage underneath the owl. I mean, I think it's a stretch, but other skeptics, like Ryan Holt, had pointed out that a local boy, Max Lockard, admitted to driving around the site hoping to see something in his truck. Yet paranormal investigators chose to link the tracks and residue found at the scene to the creature rather than the truck. So they said it was the creature, not the guy's truck, that was actually driving around.
Yeah.
Good luck blaming that on an owl.
Right. Smart owl. Right.
Oh, must be that Tootsie Roll Pop owl.
Okay.
A one.
A two. A three.
Now, he also explained that the nausea reported by witnesses could have been attributed to hysteria and overreaction. I mean, I don't know that that would cause me to feel nauseous.
Mm.
Wouldn't you?
I just feel like in those types of situations, I wouldn't be hysterical. I'd be like in a little bit of that panic mode where your senses are heightened and, you know, you're taking in as much information, like your eyes are noticing more details and your ear, you know. I just, the way some people can't wrap that, like, just have no belief in anything
right
otherworldly or out of this, you know, universe. And they're like, oh, no, it's an owl.
Yeah, it's almost like they're going way out of their way to discount it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like their brains can't fathom some, it being anything not logical. How unfun.
I know, right? Now, despite the skepticism, the legend of Flatwood Monster endures. Flatwood, West Virginia proudly embraces this folklore. The town has a welcome sign proclaiming it is the home of the Green Monster and hosts a Flatwood Days festival celebrating the legend every year.
Awesome. Oh, I love a local festival of our legend. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be, oh, I need to start traveling more to do that.
No kidding.
That would be awesome.
We would go be to fun to travel.
Mothman, the Green Monster, mm-hmm. maybe find some other ones, the Bell Witch.
Right.
Mm, yeah.
That would be
We've
fun to see.
We've done quite a few legends. I like good legends.
I love them.
Yeah, I like a good legend.
They're fun.
Oh, I want to become one. Like, just disappear in the woods and become local folklore.
I mean, we're going to be legends because of this podcast.
Legendary. Right.
Mm-hmm. Just a different kind of legend.
That's how I want to spend my age, is don't go into the woods. There's the biggest queen in the world lives in there.
Men aren't safe in those woods.
She sucks the life out of any man who ventures into the woods. They come out haunted and changed.
Our retro raggy today, we're going to talk about Florida Man.
Oh.
So both of these have come from Florida.
Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm.
Florida man tried to evade deputies with unconventional means when they attempted to arrest him for aggravated battery, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said. The Sheriff's Office said that the deputy went looking for Johnny Yates, 41, only to be greeted by a whiteboard with a message, "Johnny Yates does not live here." Seems legit, right?
He not here. This is not the man you're looking for.
It seems legit, right? Well, the deputies didn't think so. The sheriff's office said deputies saw the person leaving the home who told them that Johnny was inside with several other people. So somebody else rat him out, even though they had a thing.
That'd be our grandma.
No, you didn't read the sign.
He not here.
Yeah, that would be grandma. I can't lie to you. Mm-hmm. He's in there. I won't tell you which one, but he's in.
I'm not going to tell you what room he's in.
Right.
But he's in the house.
He's in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one, Kim? Oh, God.
This one's going to make Josh cringe because it made me cringe, too. Security screeners was a little surprised while scanning a suitcase. A 4-foot-long boa constrictor making its way through x-ray machines at Tampa's International Airport.
Welcome to Florida.
I know, right? The Transportation Security Administrator, TSA, said security officers found a snake curled up inside a carry-on bag. The passenger told officers the boa was her emotional support pet.
Throw her off the dam.
No fly list.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd slap a person. Man, female, I don't care.
Child.
Yeah, I almost said child, too.
If I was TSA.
You ran a snake on this plane? Uh-huh. You ain't seen the movie?
If I was TSA and it wasn't snakes.
It was just one snake.
One is too many. Yeah, we keep doing that.
First off, who's putting animals in a...
And who would say a great big boa would be their emotional support pet?
Yeah, that's not where it goes. It's cold where they keep the luggage. Up that high in the sky, that's why anybody that's stowed away there, some people have frozen to death.
I hope they arrested her.
My God.
I hope she's still
in jail. Speaking of Florida and boa constrictors, you know that they're like a really bad problem down there, especially near the Everglades. Mm-hmm. People release them as pets.
Right.
They have no natural predators in Florida, so they just flourish. Mm. They are taking over, killing all the natural small mammals and stuff that they're eating and just ruining the ecosystem of Florida. So I don't know if it's every year, so often there are people who get licenses to hunt these boa constrictors. You know, they need to get them out of there. They're not native.
What should they do with them?
They kill them and sell the skins for, like, fashion.
Mm, boots.
I mean, yeah, purses, whatnot. Mm-hmm. I used to have snakeskin pair of boots when I was little, but I hate snakes as I have snakes on my shirt. I love to watch it because snakes are my... I hate them. So to me, I'm like, yeah, you kill them all. Like, it's so, like, chef's kiss. I love it. It's the, you know, you can imagine the type of people in Florida who are hunting for these snakes, not the top tier of humanity here, and you know, people that would probably beat me up if they ever saw me, but I love watching them kill those big old snakes, and it's for a good cause.
They did confirm that this snake was not allowed on the plane and not be in a cage.
Good God, it's my emotional support snake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are you about to really get my emotional support slapped?
No kidding.
Bring a big old snake in your suitcase. No. Just people need to chill it with these damned emotional support BS.
Get a stuffed animal.
BS. Put in some noise canceling headphones and chew on some damn gum.
Well, first of all,
good God.
I don't know if you've been to an airport recently, but if your dog is barking,
it is not.
It's not a support animal.
Right.
You are lying on your...
If it's going up to license. Other dogs and, like, barking and, like, that is not a...
You
can't ask. Is that a real... you're not supposed to ask.
I heard it's supposed to be really easy to be able to register your animal as an emotional support animal.
Which it shouldn't
be. Well, some people
People bringing peacocks on plane, miniature horses I've seen, ducks, geese, anything you can think of. They're like,
yeah, they got a real
trying
man.
To bring.
A real
yeah.
man.
When you're bringing a miniature damn horse on a plane, trying to. It's my emotional support you pony.
Should you should have to buy it a seat next to you.
I think they did, but.
Yeah, I think you do have to get if like over a certain pound or something.
Mm-hmm. Touch freaking grass. Good God, touch grass.
It's my emotional support grass.
People losing a grip on reality to a point where they're like, I'm going to bring this peacock on the plane. Good God.
Speaking of peacocks, are those the big colorful ones?
Yeah. Taking over Detroit.
I seen when I was researching something, I was looking at news articles and stuff, and somewhere there was one surrendered to a pound.
Aw.
And this is a special parakeet.
Peacock.
It's not a parakeet, it's a peacock.
We were
peacocks
just talking about
are
peacock.
The big thing. Oh my God. Are you? I swear. Sometimes I want to throw a hatchet at you.
Parakeets
we're
are the
about
little
okay.
pet birds. Peacocks are the ones with the big old fan.
Okay.
Tail.
I'm thinking of the bird.
Okay.
They're both birds.
No, the smaller
okay.
one.
Okay.
Good God. Anyway, this one was very special because it cost a lot.
Oh, a rare.
Yeah, it's a very rare bird.
Now, did you know peacocks, like, are someone let them loose years ago in Detroit, Michigan, and they're wild there now. Like, they're a nuisance. They fly on people's cars and scratch them up.
Nest in Detroit?
Detroit, Michigan. Nest on their roofs. And why they are the most beautiful birds with the most gorgeous tails. Have you ever heard a peacock? It is the exact opposite of what it looks like. You'd think it would have, like, just a gorgeous singing voice, but it's literally like, sounds like that Iron Maiden song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they used to have a couple peacocks in Greenville Park.
Yeah, in Ohio.
And in Ohio, we would go over and see them every once in a while.
Yeah, the worst sound in birds you'd ever heard in your life. It startles you. They're like, pretty. That came out of you? Yeah. You're so pretty.
But could you imagine have a parakeet that would cuss at somebody?
I saw a video the other day. Apparently someone kept their parakeet in their bedroom when they was getting busy with it. And they kept going,
God. Go, 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 go.
I'd take it everywhere with me, walking around.
Through the airport.
I love to watch the videos on TikTok of the birds talking and stuff. They're so cute.
I love it when they cuss.
I don't have enough time, Kim, to watch those type of videos.
You know how long has it been since I've even been on TikTok? It's been a while.
Birds are on my list of pets.
Kim.
If a man has a bird.
It ain't
gonna work out. Mm-mm.
I brought you guys tea today and on Unmasked. There's some drama going on in the podcast community. It doesn't have anything to do with us, so I'm going to tell you guys all about
we'll spill
it.
Some tea.
Oh, my God. Lord. It is so fun to sit back and watch
it. I can't wait.
Oh my God.
I'm moist with anticipation.
It's so good. Oh, my God.
I'm moist because of the tea, Kim. You nasty.
I mean, I was very happy to see him walk in with tea because it's been a while since I've had tea.
Treat yourself.
We're telling you guys all about it.
Okay.
All
right. Don't forget to follow us on all your social media. Come visit our website. It's mysteryinc.com where you'll find all of our episodes, some pictures, and I still wish Shane would put a decent picture of me on there.
If you take a decent one.
Hey, I have some decent ones. Thank you.
We are in sync today. That's like the third time we've synced.
You would also find all of our episodes, our merch store, where you can find our t-shirts. Yeah, I got my good one on today.
Coffee mugs.
And coffee mugs.
Any excuse to show our bosom.
Mm-hmm.
What? Where? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right there on the headlights. Hey, you got headlights on your headlights.
Close.
There you go.
It's close.
Maybe in your 20s.
Maybe.
If you're not a Patreon right now, it's not definitely the time to join because On August 3rd, we're going to be doing our game night. We'll be giving away some fabulous prizes for games and my wonderful little blanket that I made a long time ago.
If you get easily offended, maybe not. Because when I posted the picture of your butthole blanket and I put happy pride, like 2 seconds later, someone unsubscribed. I was like, oh, I pissed someone off. Go see you later. She was a free one anyway.
I think that Kim should, you should also give away a date night with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Win a date with Kim.
That'd be cute. A little virtual date night with Kim.
Aww. You can hook and
just to hang out. I mean, not a real date.
Yeah, you don't have to put out Kim. Just to want to.
Just a hook night. Just think about it. Just a hook night. Maybe a future game night. A hook night with Kim.
God, my last date was so awkward. I'm afraid to go on another one.
We'll see. How long has it been since you've been on a date?
It was about a year ago now.
Yeah. Really?
I was like, I'm going to, you know, put myself out there and try a date. And through text, we got along, but in person, it did not. It was very, like, the ending was very awkward, too. Like, he went to, like, kiss me, and I went to, like, avoid it. Not even. Because it was my first, like, date. It was not long after, like, things really opened up after COVID. So, you know, I was used to, oh, you can't get near people. And we were outside near other people. And I'm like, if we, like, get too close, is someone going to come, like, tackle us? So I was just like, you know, going to give him a nice handshake and hand sanitize when I got in the car. Yeah, it was
a nice handshake. Did you go, oh, squirrel?
No, I was just like, he went to, like, and I just kind of, here's my hand.
Here's my hand. It's good to meet you.
Give him like a church handshake.
Oh, like how nice.
God bless.
Was it a nice firm handshake?
No.
Limp wrist.
Sweaty.
Oh.
See, that's one way, like, when a man gives me a handshake that hurts, I'm like, yes, Dad.
That's funny. All right, Kim, are you done?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you on the next
one. Talk to you next time. Bye. Bye.